Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicolti from the third edition of Film Italy Sardegna Festival. I have the honor of being with Toby Jones, finally meeting him in person. So welcome, thank you so much for being with us.
Ah, it's very, very nice to be here. It's extraordinary to be at a film festival at this time.
Yes, as I told you before starting the interview, we call ourselves the Festival Insider. It's been difficult so far. This is one of the first festivals we start again, so I feel lucky and honored to be with you. So, first of all, thanks for being in Sardinia, and how does it feel to receive an award? I mean, do you think that it's something that it's like a reward for your career, or you prefer the public consensus?
Oh, well, I mean, always the public is the most important thing. You know, the drama only exists because the public tell you it exists. It's not, what happens to me personally is less important than, you know, the story works for the public. So anyway, so there's that. But I suppose, you know, it's a great honour to be given an award by anyone. Anyone who thinks you're worthy of an award, it's flattering. I think the paradox about any award is it's usually about the past. And I'm only ever thinking about the work I'm next going to be doing. I don't really look back at my... I don't sit at home watching old movies I was in or anything like that. And I feel, you know, sometimes with awards, they're kind of almost... you get superstitious about, you know, I don't want to be remembered for what I've done. So I feel I'm very proud to be here, very proud to win an award, but always I keep one, you know, there's a doubt always, which is about the award is about the past rather than the future.
Yeah, I always think that maybe it's you should feel it as a starting point, you know, to start again and to do even more.
There's a kind of theory that you want to, well, I want to keep reinventing what I do, try to play as many different kinds of role in as many different kinds of projects as I can. That's just been something I've been lucky enough in my career to be offered those opportunities in not just film but in theatre and television, and that's, you know, that's a great way to address the future, you know, to feel like there's contrast and things. And maybe that's one of the scariest things about COVID is you worry that the world will become more narrow, that people will become more fearful, and that... But, I have faith in these art forms will reinvent themselves, but it's a very curious time, you know, people, on the one hand, you know, wanting the future to come, but there being no guarantee of it.
When I was looking at your filmography and career, like while preparing this interview, and I was thinking, what kind of an actor did you want to be when you started? Did you have like a plan? I mean, because I feel that your work has been so rich and complete. You've done any sort of things. There's nothing that I felt while reading your filmography that you said no to. I mean, without at least exploring it before.
Well, there's probably another list with the things that I did and said no to, but but they don't publish that list. I've got that list in my head, but I don't know that. I don't know that you can have a plan as an actor. I think that's one of the interesting things you have to learn to love. You have to learn to love the fact that there is no. All you can do is say no to things. And so you have to be, you know, so if you can, you know, if you can afford to say no, that's the great first achievement of your career, is to be able to say, I don't have to do that. I don't have to earn a living by doing that film. So I've been very lucky in that way that I haven't had to do that. But nonetheless, you're always balancing projects about, you know, well, if I do that, that will allow me to do these tiny little projects, this tiny little piece of art installation, or this tiny... bit of theatre. If I do this big movie here, this will allow me to do that. So you're constantly doing the algebra of that, I suppose, in your head. And then above and beyond that, you know, I suppose you try and stay a moving target. You try not to be discovered. You try not to be too famous so that people go, that's what you do. you try not to be trapped in some way. So there's this need to be constantly moving on. I suppose that's what I meant about the awards, is that somehow you don't want to be trapped in any one role. Or so that's, you know, if I have a plan, it's to try and keep moving on and try and not repeat myself as much as possible. So if you see that in my CV, then it's working.
you were lucky enough, I think, to work with Matteo Garrone, was considered one of our most important and one of our geniuses of this generation. And people keep saying that the Italian cinema is living a crisis. And what do you think? What's your opinion, looking from the outside?
Well, I think, I mean, I wouldn't presume to say what I think about, I don't know enough about Italian cinema to feel that. It doesn't, the Italian films that we get to see in the UK or in the US will be the films that have, they are exceptions in a way, because, so it's hard to make a general comment about the state of Italian cinema. Nonetheless, what I would say is that when you see those films, what's so fantastic about European cinema, French cinema and Italian cinema and Spanish cinema, is that they are independent voices. They're people who are making films on their own terms. They're not having to satisfy some corporate agenda, you know. And I think that, you know, Matteo, when you work with him, I couldn't believe I was going to be asked to work with him. I'd seen, Gomorrah, and it was one of the great pieces of cinema I've seen in recent years. And then I say, they say, Matteo wants you to be in his latest film. I say, oh, well, it's going to be a, dark mafia film. I don't know why he's seeing me, but it'll be great, And then it turns out it's these fairy tales, these very dark fairy tales. And the whole process from start to finish of travelling around Puglia and making those films, I adored, and I would work with Matteo on any project, however big or small a part, because it's so fun and he's such a dynamic director, hands-on, passionate, but then I feel the same about, if there was, I love, Sorrentino and Nanni Moretti and these directors too, and they're very, very different voices. And to me, from afar, it looks like, well, it's like British cinema insofar as, it's a hard job to try and keep cinema independent and try and not be ruled by Hollywood, or ruled by big corporate interests or ruled by streamers, So I try to stay optimistic about it because I've been very fortunate. And if Matteo is listening to this, just, I will do anything to be in another film.
I love that. Thank you so much, Toby Jones, and good luck for tonight.
Cheers, thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for the third edition of Filming Italy Sardinia Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.